Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater.
We're on location from the Hotel Hugo in Soho, so if the quality of sound isn't great, the quality of the conversation is going to be solid. Sorry, guys.
Hashtag love you.
I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and happy July 4th weekend, everyone!
Yay!
You're
welcome.
Yeah. We're going to keep this party going because today we have a Yankee Doodle Dandy of a show for you. We're not just a podcast that's going to a VI sing another national anthem.
Hold on, I'm processing.
Yeah. We're going to raise a glass to freedom and think to ourselves, how can I call this home? And I love this land. So joining us today is the usual cabinet of founding fathers and mothers.
Yeah.
Including Kevin. He plays the violin Jaeger.
Oh, I love that song. Thanks for that one.
I mean, Kevin. No, okay.
Well, let me have a moment. Thank you.
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
That's me.
And of course, with us today is our Drama Desk nominated guest, who you may have seen on Broadway in 2010's La Cage aux Folles revival or the Gone Too Soon Bright Star. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
AJ Shively.
Woo!
Oh, good with the champagne.
That was perfect.
I'm really proud of
the right moment.
Cilantro.
I think it's cilantro.
Yeah.
Like cilantro?
Do not talk about cilantro.
Do you not like cilantro?
No, it tastes like soap.
Oh, wow. Some people that have
it. That's genetic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister and my mom have it too.
Do you like cilantro?
I love cilantro.
My friend Devin.
Do you like it, Kevin?
I can handle it. It's fine.
I can't even smell it.
I put it in everything.
Do you? I didn't really notice.
Yeah. Well, to cilantro, or not.
To cilantro! I'm being an Italian.
Yeah. To cilantro either way.
We just had a non-committal cilantro cheese.
So,
I'm big on toast.
Yeah, we'll just keep it up.
Oh, we're going to toast a lot tonight.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers to cheersing.
So you can follow AJ on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at AJ_Shively. Shively. I've learned that recently.
Brian, tell us why you say that.
So I wrote something very nice about Bright Star as it was closing, and you know most of the cast read it, as I understand. And then AJ called me out on Twitter because I don't know what happened, whether it be a self fault or autocorrect fault.
It's an autocorrect issue.
Yeah, it's come up before. Shively changed to Shipley.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't catch it. I read it a couple times, but you know when you read the same thing over and over again?
Yeah.
Hashtag
well, and it looks the same, because like, you know, it's that thing where if the first and last letter are the same, you can put the other letters
yeah.
in whatever order.
Those are those fun names.
Yeah.
So I didn't even see it until like the second or third time it was out there, and I was like, oh wait, and I was, because we had met each other at that point, I was like,
at least I wrote about you multiple times in the article.
You did, and it was so nice, I almost
you
didn't say anything.
Multiple incorrectly spelled shout-outs.
But he was like, I can't put this on my pull quotes, if my name is spelled wrong.
Seriously, I can't retweet this one yet. I'm very new to the social media game, so I knew I should be active on social media in some way. And I was like, oh, well, people are snarky on here. I bet I can do this.
No, you pulled it off.
You gotta get in touch with your inner snark if you're
doing it. Especially on Broadway Twitter.
Broadway Twitter is
all about snarky.
Yeah. Well, our favorite Twitter member is obviously Karen_Shy.
Oh, yeah. She's great. She's my mom.
You know who we should introduce her to?
Who?
Gail Cooper, which is Kimberly's mom.
Well, that is my mom.
Will they be best friends on social media?
They would love to tweet at each other, I'm sure.
So what are we drinking? Because we're clearly drinking.
We're drinking.
AJ, what are you drinking?
Bourbon.
Makers
on
the rocks, or?
Makers Neat. Always neat.
Because I can see it, guys.
Yeah. I'm holding it up for the camera.
Wait, we're going to take a picture that you can see.
Every single camera.
Follow us at Broadwasted on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also find us on Facebook. What does AJ stand for?
AJ stands for Arthur Jonathan.
Is that a family name?
It is. I'm actually named after my two grandfathers.
What were their names?
I'm actually the fifth.
Steven and Suzanne.
That's
very forward thinking.
I'm actually the fifth Arthur Shively in a row. But we all have different middle names. So
that you're not. Don't get a number.
Can't claim it.
Yeah.
So do you all go by your initials? Is it like AJ?
No, that's just my. No, it's just.
You
just
didn't want to be Arthur?
My dad's Little Artie.
Okay.
So like.
You don't need Tiny Artie?
Tiny
Artie's
perfect. Yeah, yeah. And my grandpa Art. And then he's Arthur Winford III.
That's some fancy
stuff. That's some fancy stuff. But really not fancy. But it sounds fancy.
Sounds fancy.
Anytime there's a third.
And then my dad is
Arthur Clint. He wears the ascot.
Arthur Clint.
Yeah.
Well, on Saved by the Bell, AC was Albert Clifford.
He was indeed.
I didn't know that.
I like that piece of trivia.
I know. Who was AC?
AC Slater.
It was
the Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Star.
His name wasn't just Slater?
Well, no, his first name was AC, and his last name was Slater.
I thought his first name was Slater.
Well, we learned
time.
Here on Broadway, so we learn things that are new. Or to other people.
The more you know.
I'm slightly younger than you. No, I never actually watched that show.
Saved by the Bell should be required viewing.
For life?
For everyone, yes.
For life?
I think you learned so much.
It was on like Saturday.
No,
you can stop, but college years are okay here and there.
Yeah.
If you watch the college years, you have to continue until the made-for-TV movie where Kelly and Zach get married.
Well, that was
like that's the requirement because you
and
cannot
then
in
you
Vegas
just watch
because
White
the TV show.
Well, yeah,
fair enough.
Fair enough.
Those are the only
I
good episodes of the college
yeah.
years for when they were leading up to that made-for-TV movie.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah. Wait, we didn't finish. Kevin,
sorry.
What are you drinking?
Oh, I'm drinking Makers on the Rocks with a little bit of ginger.
I'm drinking the same thing.
Not
in the same glass. I thought you said, did you not?
No, I'm drinking Prosecco.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That was the bottle.
The
that
sound
was the
happened.
Oh, that was terrible.
Not that sound.
That was good.
That was better.
Okay.
All
right. We can just listen to the original popping of the Prosecco.
Yeah, I might play that right back then.
No!
So we're going to... No! Don't take him! Do you know that? Have you familiar with that?
No, what is that?
It's a show called Bright Star.
Oh, yeah, actually, I think I have heard...
Have you ever seen Bright Star?
No.
Yeah?
Well, I've seen half of Bright Star because... it took place in two time periods, but I only took place in one time period.
So you saw
the
20s?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was awesome when we were in San Diego, Hannah Ellis and I.
Friend of the show!
Friend of the show! There was a way to get from backstage to the stage management booth.
Yeah.
So we would go, we had such long breaks between our seniors, we would go and we would watch like the 20s from the stage management booth.
Oh,
like
that's
every day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How did it play at the Kennedy Center? Because it worked well in the court because it was a smaller theater. But with that massive theater, how did it play?
It played, I mean, it still played well. It definitely felt kind of like far away, like you were acting in a giant hollow cave. I think our whole theater could have fit inside the auditorium at
yeah.
Eisenhower, which is the small theater
right.
at the Kennedy Center.
Right.
Like their front row of their balcony was, I think, where, like behind our last row of seats. At the court.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It was,
I've never been to the Kennedy Center.
Well,
it was the same number of seats,
yes.
though. It was just thinner
the
and further
yeah.
back. Because the court's, like, really steep. I don't know if any of you have ever been in the balcony at the court. But
yeah.
I was
oh,
in the balcony
no.
for Criminal
no,
Punishment.
Right.
Where, at the court?
At the court, yeah. And
with,
Daniel Radcliffe?
Radcliffe?
Yeah, yeah. And the
what's
Irish,
your, quick,
oh, God, what was it?
What's your house? What house are you?
Harry Potter. Oh, and Harry Potter. I was like, the court. You just said that. Oh, I mean Gryffindor.
You're a Gryffindor?
I don't know. I didn't take it. I haven't been sorted.
Doesn't matter. We're sorting you right here on Broadway. Then.
But isn't there a thing? There's a thing where you have to choose. If
yeah,
you choose
do
Gryffindor,
Pottermore.
You go there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd probably be a Ravenclaw.
I'm not that smart, but I think I'm a Ravenclaw.
But it's like the
like
of,
the people who like think.
They would sit and talk about
I think
politics.
I would be
rather
would be
it's like
witch.
It's like that.
Yes, rather
yeah.
than like
oh, no,
I should sword fight today.
That acting thing where like if you lead with your head, you're a thinker. If you lead with your pelvis,
you're
a sexual being.
Slytherin.
Yeah.
So Kevin.
Yes.
We can still fire you.
Hannah's still knocking on that door.
Man.
But Hannah's episode, she basically spent half the time explaining why she could take my job. And it was very convincing. I wasn't even convinced by the end.
But
yeah.
It was because you haven't seen Hamilton.
It was. It was all about my lack
and that you
of
can't
have you seen
on.
Hamilton?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no!
Another
there's
person.
My platform.
Yeah.
Maybe, well, maybe, hey, maybe I should be on board to be the non-Hamilton voice on the panel, right? Sorry.
Right.
We aren't even
both bright stars are trying to take my job.
We're both unemployed, you know.
Oh, sad laugh.
I have to say, yesterday in the Broadway softball league, it was the saddest game ever.
You still play?
Yeah.
Well, just because the show,
like
that play. Would be so sad if when your show closed, they were like, you're not the team anymore.
That, yesterday was the last official game, and it was Bright Star versus Shuffle Along.
Who won?
We did.
Yeah.
We're like, we earned it because you have more weeks left, and we're done.
Did Steve Martin pitch a perfect game?
He did.
No.
No, he just had like banjo underscore for every pitch.
Yeah. Yeah, who's heckling? Actually, who's just heckling? That's how we work.
Kev, do you have something you want to tell Lin-Manuel?
I do. So, Lin, we
AJ,
always,
join in, please.
I'm ready.
We always play Lights of Broadway here on Broadway. So I just pulled out my wallet because I'm actually carrying the Hamilton Lights of Broadway card in my wallet all the time with me now as a reminder that I still need to see your show.
Or else you'd forget about it.
And I desperately need a chance.
Yeah,
so
it's hard to remember that. It's
I just
about,
want
like,
you to know that I carry a little piece of Hamilton close to me at all times, and I would like to carry that memory of seeing the show in my heart. So, Lin-Manuel, I'd love a ticket, and I will even bring AJ with me. So you can have a Broadway star in the house with you.
Yeah, and you never have stars in your house.
Never.
A Broadway bright star.
A Broadway bright star. This is all working
We should have had a softball team together.
Following...
We could have just been the stars.
Can Broadway even have a softball team?
They have to be
How many employees do you have?
There's three of us.
Three.
No.
We do have a bowling team. Is there a Broadway bowling league?
There is. Yeah. I don't know about that.
You're not a bowler?
They didn't make it.
We didn't make it. Well, I tried when we were in Lacage. I tried, and then I realized
that was your Broadway debut.
That was my Broadway debut.
Yeah.
And I realized I was going to be the one that had to organize everything because nobody else was into it.
That was your hazing.
And I was like, I'm out.
Nope. So now that we're in game mode.
That's a weird segment.
We were talking about games.
Games. Yeah.
Games.
Skill.
We're going to play our first game.
I decided which one's first.
What, no, I'm going to play Word
Design. Oh, you have more games?
Yeah.
I forget about your
we
games.
Play, I know. Ugh. We play Word Design. We play Word Association.
Word Association.
Word Association.
Word Association.
Word Association.
You broke it down, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Now tell us the rules.
Brian's going to say words, and you just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Super easy, all
right? There's not a lot going on in there.
Ready?
Okay.
It can be like a sound.
We judge
the whole time.
Okay.
New York.
City.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. You said first thing. It's interesting.
Nicolas Cage.
Nose? I don't know. Nose. That's what came to mind.
Because
I'm thinking of, what was that motorcycle movie where his face turned into a skull?
Yeah.
Ghost Rider. Hellraiser or something.
I totally thought you said Nicholas Sparks, and I was like, that was not a Nicholas Sparks movie.
That is quite different than most Nicholas Sparks
movies. I was like, well, what to remember?
I mean. Oh, but then now that I'm thinking about it, I should have said Adaptation, because I love that movie.
Yeah. He was also in a film called National Treasure.
That's what he was going for, so he could say National
Treasure. July 4th.
July 4th.
National Treasure.
Oh.
Carmen Cusack.
I was going to say, is that a biopic about Carmen Cusack?
Starring, she is
produced by Broadway.
I haven't been on Broadway yet. And then finally, it took a couple of franchises later.
Yeah.
He got
exactly.
Her out there. Thanks,
National
Nick.
Treasure the Musical, starring Carmen Cusack as
Nicolas
Cage.
Yes.
Oh my god, that would be brilliant.
You joke about that, but I'm in.
I would see it.
In a second.
I'm all in. Bubbles.
Popping.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mist.
Stephen King.
Ooh, that was a good movie.
Do you love Stephen King?
I love Stephen King.
What's your favorite Stephen King book?
Well, oh man, I can't pick one. The Dark Tower series.
That's coming out in a movie.
I know. Because most of the Stephen King film translations haven't been too great. There are a couple that are like astounding.
Favorite Stephen King film translation?
Stand by Me.
Oh, that's it. Oh! Let's cheers. Oh, we can cheers.
Wait,
cheers, yeah. Stand by Me.
Stand by
it's
Me.
It's a short story.
It's called The Body.
Yeah. I would say second
that.
That
just blew my mind.
Shawshank.
Yes. Another short story
from the same.
Yeah.
He's
a freaking genius. Nobody knows this.
The Mist is great.
The Mist is great.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many. Dreamcatcher. I love Dreamcatcher.
Don't watch
Dreamcatcher
The Mist unless
good.
You like have a whole day to be just bummed out.
Right.
Like, The Mist bums you out for a day.
Yeah.
Like a solid day.
Right.
That's good.
A takeaway. Well, because it's like what, you know, every piece of art should leave you with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take away with you.
What piece of art has do you think about all the time that, like, really left you with something?
Oh, man. Well, I guess I could give, you know, the interview ready answer where I talk about when I saw the national tour of Big.
That sounds lame. Keep going.
And there were kids on stage. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm a kid and I could do this. And so I did my first play after that.
My mom took me for my birthday to see the Broadway production.
Yeah.
I don't know Big.
Because tonight we're gonna cross the line.
Bring back Big.
Bring back Big. Hashtag bring back Big. Broadway.
Stid.
And you've taken the place as best friend of the show.
Cheers. Yeah.
Shenanigans.
Hootenanny.
That's one of my favorite words.
Ice cream.
Vanilla. Oh, but I love ice cream so much, and I can't believe I gave such a
vanilla
answer. I know, we were talking about it. I eat ice cream almost every day.
Really?
Yeah.
What's
last night, I had gelato.
Where?
From Grom.
Yes.
Westport Street.
Mm. Next up, emoji.
It's just the face of the
guy. Oh, we got where? Here we go. Hold on. He just did the winky face.
Visual episode. Okay.
This is a visual episode. That's all that matters.
Oh, God, that
and then
amazing.
Finally, this one, I'm leading you.
Okay.
This one is E.T.
Phone home.
Whoa.
Steven Spielberg. E.T. is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah? What's your favorite quote from E.T.?
Elliot. Or what he does when he's
My favorite is come, stay, ouch, I'll be here.
That movie's so amazing.
It's so
and then
good.
He's crying and nods.
Yeah,
have you seen?
Do not say you have not seen E.T.
I've seen E.T., but not since I was like a child.
Oh, you should watch it again.
It's really moving.
It's the best.
But it does always make me want Reese's Pieces.
You know what? Talk about incredible marketing.
Yes. It was supposed to be M&M's.
Yes.
And they were like, we want nothing to do with this.
Yeah. Or my favorite is,
he's
from outer space and we're taken from a spaceship. Can you just like beam up? This is reality, right?
That's good.
I love that movie so much.
Good call.
E.T.
Cheers to your time.
So you played a soldier. What kind of research or what was your inspiration for kind of, you know, coming back from war, all that?
Well, I know the character was loosely inspired by J.D. Salinger, his experience serving in World War II, serving in Europe. So J.D. Salinger fought in Europe and wrote for military publications and came back and knew that he was destined to write the great American novel. Yeah, so I read a lot of his short stories that he wrote kind of right when he first got back. And it was all about kind of not just J.D. Salinger's writing, but every soldier returning home, it was all about home was the takeaway, not the kind of trauma of being over there. I know it was a different time, like post-traumatic stress disorder hadn't been, you know, discovered, I guess.
Diagnosed.
Like, even like there was nothing there to diagnose. It was, you know, people would have night terrors and then go to work the next morning, and the 50s, everything was perfect.
Right? Shell shock, right?
Shell shock,
that's what they called it at the time.
Yeah. Did you have a personal influence over that, aside from the, like, research aspect of it?
Yes and no. My grandfather served in Korea.
Okay.
And didn't actually see combat, but he was overseas. You know, he missed the birth of his first child. He was stationed in Japan. And, you know, they called the ceasefire. He had passage home, but his daughter had already been born. And his best friend had a child on the way who hadn't been born yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, listen, you might make it. Take my ticket. We'll switch tickets. And that ship was torpedoed and everybody died. So, and something he never talked about. And
And
he was trying to help his friend get back.
And he was trying to help his friend get back in time to see his unborn child, to be there for the birth of his child.
Welcome to Broadway.
Taking it down. So let's cheers to our men and women who serve.
Yeah.
Fallen heroes.
And heroes who have made it back to make this country a better place.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Yes. So on that note, let's play a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was.
Oh,
sorry
goodness.
To take it down.
No, we wanted that. That was good. That bringing it down makes the games that much better.
It's so much more exciting.
From Kimberly, our game master.
Okay. first game.
Oh, God. I love this.
I'm so excited. It's... Ready?
Yeah.
The first game is called Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh,
I think I saw that movie.
This game is modeled after an improv game called Dirty Hand Randy.
Okay.
Oh.
So, you all have two hands, yes?
Yes.
That's the rumor.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All of them.
They're very clean, I assure you.
Can we jazz hands them?
You are encouraged
all
to jazz hands.
All of us kind of just jazz hands.
Yeah, we all kind of just...
So we have hands.
I will pick a category.
Okay.
In rapid-fire fashion, you will all have to name something in that category.
Okay.
Let's go. It'll go Kevin, Brian, AJ, back around the circle.
Got it.
Sure.
In rapid-fire. So if we were saying colors, it would go...
Blue.
Purple.
Red.
Green.
Orange.
Yellow. Magenta.
And so that
russet.
Little...
Good one. Potatoes.
Break is what next I lose.
So you lose.
Yes. So if there is a break, you lose, and you would put up one dirty hand.
Oh, no. Oh, you only get two outs.
The first person to have two dirty hands...
Oh, I love this
game. This is a good game
for
out.
I like
Thank
this game.
Thank you. So I have a few different categories.
Okay.
So right. The first one to have a hand up can decide if we stay in the same category or switch to a new category.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Great.
Okay. You thought about everything.
I did. The first category is Golden Age musicals.
So Golden Age 50s, 60s?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Ready?
Yeah.
And like 47, 48.
Yeah.
Because Oklahoma was in the 40s.
Right.
Go that way.
Right.
So you can't use Oklahoma.
And like only like half of it. Like, or does the first one get some? Oh, also, there can be no repeats.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh. Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Set?
My Fair Lady.
Damn Yankees.
Boy from Syracuse.
Carousel.
My Favorite. Fuck!
No!
No!
Brian has one dirty hand! Same category or new category?
Same category.
Great. So we're staying in Golden Age musicals. We're going to start with AJ.
The Sound of Music.
Freaking Dude!
Most Happy Fella. Carousel.
My Favorite Year.
South Pacific. No, you know.
I squeezed it in.
Yeah, but My Favorite Year is in the 90s.
I know. Okay, fine.
All right.
I think definitely new category.
New category? We're going to go with shows from this season.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay.
So who starts? Me or Kevin?
Brian.
Bright Star.
Eclipse.
Hamilton.
Waiter.
School of Rock.
Two dirty hands.
Kevin, is now would you like to have the same category or a new category?
Give him a new one.
For us?
Oh, yeah.
For JJ and I?
There's not enough.
New category. Title songs. So songs that are the title of the musical.
Who starts?
The title of the song. Brian starts because Kevin was out.
Okay.
Ready?
No, not yet.
Set. Go.
Bright Star.
In the Heights.
Sweeney Todd.
The Sound of Music.
South Pacific?
Did you say Shout?
Shout Pacific.
Shout Pacific.
And it is the Ballad of Sweeney Todd, so it is not technically a titular song.
Oh.
That's very nice.
I am here to be nitpicky.
Yeah.
And drink champagne.
Did I win?
Insane.
Yeah.
AJ won!
You're a good host. You know the letter guest win.
No.
We always forget about people who win. We never keep score.
We only remember losers on Broadway stage.
Yeah. That's why Kevin's still a host. Yeah.
Guys.
True story.
We have three prize options.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
for
okay, what do we have? I see a pencil.
Okay, we have Big Fish book. I have a beautiful pencil. Not. Well, I mean, it is attractive, but it's the musical beautiful. And I have a Kinky Boots pen. With little boots that, you know, the pens that have floating things in them? They have little boots.
Are those the three gifts? Or
yeah.
I get to pick?
You get to pick one.
Oh.
I pick this beautiful pencil.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
Oh.
Beautiful the musical pencil.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have one more. I have a question for AJ first.
Great. Follow-ups.
What's the craziest, like, B-job, survival job you've ever had?
Oh, man. I've told this story a couple of times.
We don't care. Keep going.
We don't care.
I love stories.
It's really good, guys.
If you knew his story,
you have a good story to tell.
It's so familiar.
You wouldn't believe. You'd think I was lying.
Tell us about way back in the day.
Way back in the day. So,
I worked for a catering company. I never once actually, like, passed hors d'oeuvres or anything for them. It was always kind of events, and you would just kind of stand there and
look pretty.
Like, hey, welcome to Fox News' election coverage.
Or,
like, the bathrooms are over there.
Yeah,
would you like a hot dog?
Yeah.
So I was hired to
because Fox News has hot dogs at their parties.
And they do.
Yeah. Let's all go.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I'm good.
That's an actual job. the night that Barack Obama was elected the first time, I was working election coverage at Fox News.
Oh, I thought that was
they
really
let me go home
fun.
Early.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was perfect. I walked into my apartment, and all of my buddies from college were, like, over watching the coverage at my apartment, and just in time for him to give his acceptance speech. It was, like, one of those perfect nights.
Yeah.
Which probably not aired on Fox News.
Before Oceans. But the craziest thing I did for this company was I worked the red carpet of the Mamma Mia movie premiere, and they had a bunch of guys in... like swim trunks and scuba flippers.
Oh, like that
dancing,
scene.
Like that scene, just kind of like dancing to music, like providing ambiance, I guess. I don't know. I arrived to the booking and they gave me the swimsuit to try on and I put it on and I came out and they all started whispering to each other. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm too skinny. I'm too pale. They're going to send me home. They're going to fire me. And they made a general announcement to the room. They said, anyone with any hair on their torso should be clean shaven before the event starts in like 20 minutes. And so me and this other kid did not get that memo. And we ended up sharing a third person's razor that he happened to have in his bag and shaving our chests in a hotel bathroom with just soap, with no and standing outside in New York City for hours. I got a staph infection on my chest.
No.
I thought I just had razor burn, but then it didn't get any better. I was like, man, this is terrible. I got a staph infection on my chest. That's my craziest.
Thanks, Mamma Mia.
That's
Meryl Streep gave you a staph infection.
That's what I heard. One more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in death row, what's your meal?
Well, ice cream, definitely. I don't know what flavor, though. That would take a while. My meal is probably, it depends how angry I am. Like, maybe do I want to go, like, full spicy curry so I leave a great mess for them?
That's like a great way to think about that.
Yeah, I like that you're thinking about
that. That's the Irishman in me.
a Guinness and
like,
curry.
But, like, my favorite meal, probably, like a nice steak with, like, a butter sauce.
Gotta have the butter.
And like green beans, mashed potatoes, and meat potatoes.
Cool. Kimberly, what's yours?
Like a lobster roll and as many French fries as I could eat, and then like a tub of Garrett's mixed popcorn.
Mm.
And
so yours is a feast.
And a root beer.
A last feast.
I know what kind of ice cream now.
Oh,
yeah.
Go for
okay.
It.
There's black raspberry chocolate chip ice cream from Grater's.
Grater's is so good.
Grater's recently, like in the past few years, got picked up nationally.
Grater's is
and
amazing.
It's the
ever.
Best thing that ever happened. You pay like $15 for a pint or something.
It's worth it.
What?
Crazy like that. But it's the best.
What's yours, Kev?
My meal is definitely like a 5-cheese mac and cheese with bacon and a side of fried broccoli.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love
baked with breadcrumbs, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
just gotta be clear.
You gotta be crunchy and baked and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, it's crunchy on the top, and then when you cut into it, it's like oozy on the inside.
Yeah.
It's like cartoon cheese.
Yeah. But my last meal would, so Kimberly already said lobster. Mine probably would be a lobster, like a full, like, 1.5 to 2 pound lobster.
Oh, yeah.
From Maine. But I'm gonna go with an everything bagel with cream cheese and lox.
Oh, that's good.
You're so Jewish.
That's my Jew.
With a side of whitefish salad?
What'd you say?
With a side of whitefish salad?
Oh, yeah.
What is whitefish salad?
Have you ever heard of whitefish?
It's a fish that's white.
Okay.
Usually sable.
I can go with that.
Yeah.
Sable?
Good.
Yeah.
Like,
did you ever do the cream cheese and tomato instead of lox when lox is just a little too, you know, fancy your pocketbook.
Yeah, I love.
That's my cheat. I pretend it's locks, and I'm like, oh, it could almost be locks.
So today, I phoned a friend for this game. And clearly that friend was my mother.
My mother's new best friend.
Your mother's new best friend. You can follow her at Gail A. Cooper on Twitter. It's called Playlist Taboo.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Okay.
Okay.
And since our theme
is only songs from the musical Taboo.
Don't I wish, because I like the Taboo soundtrack. Well, because Ewan Morton's just a great voice. So I asked my mom today, because this is our 4th of July episode, and I was like, Mom, do you happen to have a playlist of U.S. history songs from Broadway?
Oh,
okay.
And
good question.
She said, no, but I can probably make one real quick.
Yes, yeah.
So my mom delayed her grocery trip. Mom's at the show. So my mom sent me this playlist. I've not looked at it yet, but she promises me it is U.S. history based.
Okay.
It is a Taboo style game. So I'm going to look at the playlist, try to describe them to you without naming the show or the song name. The first person to sing a line from the song gets a point.
Does it have to be the real words, or can we approximate?
You can approximate.
Okay, that's better.
And then, the words for the next part?
No, it's not. Just the first person to, like, sing part of the song.
Yeah, got it.
Ready? Set. So, this is a song about three ships passing in the night.
Last ship!
Oh, wait, only two ships and one person from the dock.
Okay. Two ships passing from a distance.
Yes!
Journey
on from Ragtime.
Well, what's your dream role? Cole House Walker Jr.
Yeah. Mine too.
Because he has the best songs in that show,
He has the best songs in
musical theater.
Yeah, all right, next. It is about a Midwestern city.
Oklahoma.
And it is about an immigrant who has an affair.
What is the most happy bell?
No, but close. I think that's from the same city.
Geographically?
It is a newer musical. Oh. And it is about a woman immigrant who has an affair with a photographer. And it was based on a book.
Oh, Bridge of Madison County.
Thank you. Kevin gets it because he knew some of the songs. Keep track of your own score.
I tried to copy it.
I love that. This is a song about a president, and it is sung by homeless people in Out Park.
Oh no.
They have chickens in their pots.
Oh.
It is also
solo,
the Star to Be solo has the same chicken N-Y-C. Solo. Yeah, but that's not the song I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh no.
Is a chicken solo?
Is it Rent?
No.
No.
It is much older. It is based on a comic strip.
Oh.
Doonesbury.
No. Yes.
It's from Annie.
Mr. Truman. I like chicken.
Not Truman.
I like chicken.
Right. No.
It's Hooverville.
Yes.
But I don't know the song. Oh, I can't think of the song.
All times is rough here in Hooverville.
Look at me. It's Hooverville.
I like Brian's.
Hooverville. Just got here. Hooverville.
You always sing about the eye.
I like
Hooverville. Oh, I love
Valley.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Me too. No, I'd like to thank you, Herbert Hoover.
Oh, okay.
And the chicken solo is in every pot. He's had a chicken, but we ain't got the pot.
Does that count for me?
No, I win. AJ, it's a point.
Because I'm the guest.
Because he used a melody from Annie.
That's kind of bullshit.
So my thing, it's a Hooverville life. I could have got it.
Yeah, you could have got it.
That's
wow.
Next.
Okay, so AJ has 2 points.
Never had
this is very obvious. For the 4th of July, because it is a song about this country.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Nope. But it is sung. But wait, say it again.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1.
From Ragtime?
I want to be in America. Okay,
yes.
Be in America.
Yes.
I got it?
Yeah!
I love how I counted it first. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
That's how we all learned triplets in
New
York City.
Yes,
100%.
Triple it, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
I learned
it from
Stephen.
At my musical theater school in dance class, we did the Sharks and the Jets fight as choreography and to make it up
so
to the girls.
San Jose Sharks and the New York Jets.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, it was a baseball team.
Those were baseball teams, but that's fine.
It's fine. Right. Sports
they
ball.
Were?
I know. Hockey.
No, hockey and football.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
To make it up to the girls in the class, they made us all do I Want to Be in America with rehearsal skirts and everything.
Yes!
Really?
Really. Really.
So you played Anita, is what you're saying.
No, I played Rosalia.
That's the only name I can
think
of.
A Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The next song my mom put on her playlist, I don't know.
Okay.
Great.
Which is rare.
Let's do it.
Do you want to try it?
Yeah.
It's from a musical.
Do you know the musical?
Yes.
Oh. So explain the musical.
Based around the same time as Hamilton.
So it's about 1776?
Yes.
So it was high, diddle diddle.
No. He knows. She knows.
Oh, she knows that song. Okay.
Probably. It's a song about turning something into something else, maybe?
Oh, Saltpeter. John Pins Advocate.
Like turning something into an alcohol of some kind.
Molasses and rum.
Yes!
For slaves.
I'm very impressed.
I love that.
Oh,
the entire score of 1776.
I need to quantify this. Because my mom wrote it. Molasses to rum from 1776. And in parentheses, about slavery.
It is.
And then Kevin said something
molasses and rum for slaves. It's like a whole song.
The guy from South Carolina
he sings that whole song. It's
okay.
It's like why they put the slavery is allowed in the Constitution.
Oh,
drink more of this Prosecco. Okay.
From
the same musical.
Yes.
1776.
This song is quoted in Hamilton.
Sit down, John.
Yes!
Sit down, John. Sit down,
John. Actually, Kevin got that immediately. That gives him some points.
I should get some points.
Those
are
Hamilton
those
points
right
there.
You might get extra points. Yeah.
Are you guys keeping track of your own score?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have 12.
I have 3.
I think I have seven.
Great.
I see what you did there.
The next song is my favorite song.
Okay.
Of all time?
Or
of this list.
Hero by Mariah Carey.
But this song is one of my favorite songs. There's a museum to this thing in Philadelphia, and you can sit inside of it.
Like a real one.
No. It brings packages to people in places like
Spain.
Yeah!
Driving down the street.
It is the Wells Fargo wagon.
Yeah.
You can sit in a real Wells Fargo wagon in downtown Philadelphia.
Really?
Yep. I have a picture of it. I'll Instagram
it. I love that both of us were like, the pretty fellow inside that.
No.
That's how it cracks.
That's
right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm getting married
right
around the corner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The next one was a territory. Now it's a state.
Oklahoma.
The first person to sing a line from
Oklahoma.
Well, it's like on Jeopardy when you forget that it's a question.
Yeah, what?
Exactly. Listen to the rules. Okay,
so
this show is another show that I feel closed way too quickly.
Hamilton?
No. It has one of my favorite actors in it, who is currently in Shuffle Along.
Josh Joshua Henry.
Yes.
We're talking violin.
Oh, nope. The Scottsboro Boys.
Yes. Can anyone sing part of it for me?
We're on this train and it's going, but we're not really going. We're just bouncing to make it look going.
I'm going to give you a point only because you're so committed to the train bouncing. But I was looking for, like, go back home or one of those. Or what is that?
Did you see Scottsboro Boys?
I saw Scottsboro Boys.
I loved Scottsboro
Boys. Oh, we didn't do one of these this week.
Oh, what have I seen this week? I have a really good one.
Yeah.
This week I saw a reading presentation of a new musical about Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh.
Where everyone's super hot. You had, like, do mushrooms before you went.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. To get your seat. Instead of a ticket, it's an acid tab.
but
it's really cool. They're doing it at La Jolla next fall, I think.
Cool.
Sometime next season.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Done with the game?
Oh.
That was the end. What are all your points?
Oh, AJ won. It didn't matter.
Yeah,
AJ wins. No, AJ genuinely won.
I don't know. I think it was a three-way tie.
Did you actually get...
AJ won. Definitely won.
Kinky boots are big.
I need a pen.
Double pen. Oh, my God. Double writing utensil. Oh, my God. So you saw...
These big floppy ears are good for something. Yeah, I saw a reading presentation of... I think it's called right now Fear and Loathing, the unauthorized autobiography of Hunter S. Thompson.
Cool.
Good?
Really good, yeah.
All this week I saw...
We had a Broadway outing.
Oh, we had an outing to the Spring Spectacular at Radio City.
With the Rockettes. With
the Rockettes.
Ayo.
With statues that come to life and dance.
Friend of the show, Danny Gardner.
And friend of the show, Danny Gardner.
And friend of the show, Casey Sheik.
Yeah.
Casey Sheik. The Rockettes are cool. I've never seen them
amazing.
Before.
And
it's definitely a show that is made to, like, celebrate New York.
Yeah,
but it's not made for New York.
It's like an advertisement to come to New York while you're already here.
But it's also,
right.
The plot is that the kids get lost and then have
in
to
New
find
York
their
City,
way
yeah.
back to their parents.
And we're like very upset by it. We're like, no, don't do that. That's the wrong way to do it.
Like,
is like the audience is like made up of primarily children with like in families. And
visiting.
The whole show is like they get separated from their parents on a platform of a subway. And then they decide to go off on their own to all the places their dad and mom said they were going to go to try to find them.
Oh, wow.
And you know that every parent in the audience is leaning over to their kid being like, but in real life, you don't do that. You wait, you go find the police officer.
You stay at the subway until we get off and get back on. And
they
like,
walk really far. Like
they walk from Wall Street to the library.
Their stamina is incredible.
They go from the Metropolitan Museum of Art down to Wall.
Do they have a Razor scooter? I just imagine
they don't walk from
on
the
a Razor scooter.
I think they have enough money for that one cab ride.
That's the cab they take.
That's the cab they take.
And then they run out of money, so then they walk like 70 blocks.
Oh, wow.
Through New York City.
It's 70 blocks. We can do it. And the little boy's like,
but
I'm hungry.
But
and
the
she's
welcome,
like, deal with it.
But the Welcome to New York opening... That they
Welcome to
said
New York.
Was amazing.
They should just
chills.
Do it in the airport.
Chills.
The whole
I almost forgot that Taylor
yeah.
Smith wrote a song about the
JFK should do it, and LaGuardia should have those.
She lives here.
LaGuardia can't
right?
take it. No,
yeah.
LaGuardia.
And
no,
she
LaGuardia
lives here when she wrote the song.
She lives in
Tribeca.
Tribeca.
Oh, I hear cards.
Oh, they're coming. I hear the cards are coming.
Cards are coming.
Shuffle along.
Yeah.
I'm shuffling.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Ready?
Yeah.
So I've made a new... Final game.
Okay.
It is
new
called
final game. New final game for you and me. Let's look at cards. Something about. Tell me what you see. Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, you need someone to help you rhyme.
But he has a beautiful voice.
So this is called Show Cards Against Humanity.
Show Cards Against Humanity.
Right.
Show Cards.
I like it.
Enjoy
yes.
it.
Okay.
So basically, we have accumulated a lot of. Lights of Broadway show cards
yeah.
throughout the run of this podcast.
We have...
And I had enough to make a deck. So I hold in my hand a
Did you
deck.
You tritone right now?
tritone is the devil
almost,
tone.
Almost.
Tritone.
So I have a deck of show cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to deal everyone 6 show cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like poker.
Yep.
But also like Cards Against Humanity.
But poker, you get 5.
How many people get into humanity? I just did the math and everyone gets
Well, let's do six.
Six is great.
Well, I think I only have enough for six.
Wait, but everyone knows what you
Don't
have.
Look yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't look yet, AJ. You're breaking the rules.
I can't not look. It's the name is on both sides.
I know.
Okay. No. Don't break the rules.
Was that too many?
Don't break the rules.
I get to play too. That's why I made this game. In the middle of the table, you will see tiny little pieces of paper.
I see. Oh, they're right there.
I probably should have made more.
Little piece of paper.
But this is what I got.
Little pieces of paper.
So, in the vein of Cards Against Humanity,
yep.
When it is your turn, you get to pick a piece of paper from the middle,
yep.
Read what it says, and everyone will give you
a show card.
We'll give you a show card. So I'm going to pick
okay.
one of these things.
Yep.
And it is. I ripped it. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Most likely to move Kimberly to tears.
Ooh.
So that's me. So the show or person in your hand that you think will most likely make me cry, just go ahead and put it in my hand. I have my eyes closed.
Everyone in.
I have Laura Benanti, Adam Pascal, and Stephen Pasquale.
Oh,
I never know how to say his name. So
lots of strong jaws.
Very strong jaws.
Even Laura.
They're all camera ready.
Well, the most recent person who I think should have moved me to tears was Laura Benanti. But as I was not in the theater, like, I think I would have cried really hard
had I been physically inside the theater
watching it. But because I watched the live stream in my living room and was, like, pouring myself new drinks and making myself new snacks.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite as invested. But the last thing I saw Stephen Pasquale do was Robert Bridegroom, and he did not make me cry. Adam Pascal, I mean, I can give flashbacks of myself as a teenager listening to Aida on my own. And Fortune Favors the Brave always made me
Fortune Favors the Brave.
Oh, so good! I will give it to Laura Benanti because I remember seeing Gypsy
hey!
And crying the whole damn time. Who's Kevin?
Point for me.
Point for Kevin.
I had Adam.
Oh, damn, you're right.
Yes.
So is it my turn to pull a little sheet?
It is your turn to pull a little sheet.
Pull a little sheet.
I pulled this one.
Okay.
Most likely to EGOT, which is an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. All right. Most likely to EGOT. We got Jerry Orbach.
Oh. Oh.
David Diggs. Seth Rudensky. I love me some Seth. I don't see Oscar, but.
Music arranging.
Yeah, true. I gotta say Jerry Orbach.
Jerry Orbach. I lost.
And
he's dead, I win!
Was Zachary Levi giving anyone else a young Jerry Orbach last night?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. You ready, everyone?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Most likely to make Kevin gay gasp. Emily Ashford. Wait, and two falsettas.
Which falsettos?
Honestly, I'm going with both of them
together. Yeah!
Because we're going to have a Broadway's an outing for falsettos, and Kevin is going to gay gasp.
There's going to be so many of them. It's going to be like a long running gay gasp. The whole show is like,
Kevin's gonna hyperventilate.
I'm gonna suck all the oxygen from the room with all my gay gas, baby.
Oh my goodness.
That was brilliant.
All right.
Most likely to star in a reality show.
Oh.
Sydney Lucas.
Oh.
Child stars. Yep. Uh-huh. Zero Mostel. Oh, just that picture of him. And School of Rock, all of those children. Oh, yeah. So we've got a post-mortem, or a bunch of child stars. Either way, oh man, I gotta go with Zero Mostel just Yay! Because just strictly based on this cartoon.
Brian wins.
Oh man.
Oh my goodness, Brian, how many do you have?
I have Zero Mostel and Jerry Orbach, so I have two.
Kevin, you have Laura,
Laura
right?
Benanti,
oh, and we each,
and
have,
you
a
guys
have,
we each have a falsettos.
Yeah. So I have
so
two, and you,
one
everyone
left.
Has one.
Do you want to pull the last one?
I'll pull the last
okay.
one.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, this means like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah.
Because whoever,
yeah.
someone will tie with me.
It's basically a tiebreaker,
right?
Yeah.
Most.
I knew what this one was.
Most of Kimberly, well played. She is the literal game master. She made this happen. Most likely to sing Brian to sleep. So, just so you, if you don't know, Kimberly awes during shows. So she's like, "Aww,"
or
cries,
I cry.
Or she
I
cries.
Weep,
that's
weep.
Very similar.
I weep. I wept through all of Bright Star.
All of it.
Just
Kevin
like,
Gagas.
I had a scarf so that I could wipe my tears.
If I stay, I sleep during shows. Uh-huh. So if I stay awake, you did it.
You did it.
So
I made it through.
Most likely to sleep. Most likely to lull Brian to sleep.
Oh man.
Close your eyes and put your hand out.
I'll fall asleep.
Now,
if I close my eyes, I'll fall asleep.
I only have people, and I just feel terrible about it. So.
That's okay.
No, it's funny.
No, it'll be great.
Oh, man. I'm just going on like recent appearances.
Yeah, no.
Great, great.
The Kids of Finding Neverland.
Oh.
Rebecca Luker. And Fred Applegate. Luker would not put me to sleep. Wait.
I'm giving you drum rolls.
Yeah, so Luker is out. So Luker, not a winner. I've never seen Finding Neverland. And I feel like Fred Applegate because I saw him in Young Frankenstein. I'm not going to include him. I'm going to say the kids of Finding Neverland put me to sleep.
I feel so bad.
So Kevin.
Yes.
You get to choose the tiebreaker between Kimberly and I. Even
Ooh.
Though she's the
We each have what? Two cards left?
Two.
Oh.
You pick the superlative
and I come up with the question.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
So my superlative is most likely to win a Tony the student.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, I got
it. Oh, wait, close your eyes.
All right.
Poker face.
Oh, man. Okay, so.
What if we gave the same card?
That would be amazing. But that already happened with falsettos.
I just moved the microphone, sorry. Okay, we have Celia Keenan-Bolger and John Cariani. Now, this is, you both played to win.
Those are tough.
Well, because Celia has been nominated, she has surpassed the musical straight play Divide and been nominated for both.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, there's that. Then John Cariani, not only is he an incredible actor, but he's also an incredible playwright.
Right. Yeah. Almost Maine.
Almost Maine.
Oh,
the most produced play in the country.
In the country, yes. And I got to see the production that he performed in.
No, really?
It's fantastic.
Oh,
cool.
Jealous.
Have you seen Something Rotten?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I have to see it. He's leaving soon.
In
right?
mid-July, you should see before he leaves. He's quite excellent.
Yeah. And so because he's a playwright also, I'm going to have to say John Cariani.
Hey!
Brian wins!
You know what I want the prize to be?
My pen and pencil?
No. I have four shots of tequila.
Oh! Here.
But it's also a Big Fish notebook.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
all right, let's do shots. To whom? Who is this?
Ooh, tequila shot.
To veterans.
To America.
To America.
Vote. Register to vote if you can.
Yeah,
vote.
November.
Yes.
Vote
yes.
November.
Vote November. Cheers.
Cheers.
So, AJ, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks
yeah.
for having me.
Absolutely.
Get me Broadway Sid.
Always.
So here we go for our July 4th episode. Oh, say, can you see if you can?
Then my hair's too short.
Down to here, down to there. Down to here, down to where it is not by yourself.
That's not the place for it, but you.
I got the idea.
Yeah.
I got it.
But we all understood that it was not the national anthem.
Yeah.
It started out like it was, but it wasn't.
We end every episode with
Zoo Doo Wop Bom.
Cheers.
Thanks so much for joining us. We love you all. Join us next week for someone else. thanks, AJ, again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
Yeah.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.